Welcome to 1-800 God's Love. I'm your host, Lamika Odoms. Thanks for joining me.
Y'all, I have recorded another episode. I am impressed with myself. All it took was me going to God and saying, hey, I know I've been inconsistent with this podcast, but I'm praying and asking you and the Holy Spirit to help me to be consistent. Every day that I get up now, I pray and ask God to give me the energy, the strength, and the capacity to do what he's called me to do. And so far, it's been working. I've been praying that prayer since I released that video about my struggles. So this episode title is Living Life Backwards. I consider it a theme of my life. I'm going to pray and then we'll get right into it. Father God, I thank you for our opportunity to be able to be on this platform once again. Father God, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for every listener. I thank you for every subscriber. I thank you, Lord, for those that share my podcast with other individuals. I thank you, God, for how you're using me. I thank you, Lord, for just being my father, my protector, my provider, my counselor, the lover of my soul. I thank you for what you've called me to. I thank you, Lord, that even though I am imperfect, yet you still call me. Even though I was running from you, yet you still pursued me. I thank you, God, just for the opportunity to be in your presence. I ask that the Holy Spirit would just lead me and guide me. I pray that the Holy Spirit in me increases while the flesh in me decrease. I pray and ask all these things in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. So when I began to start brainstorming about my website for my business, I got to thinking about my life and everything that was going on and or everything that's taking place up until that present moment when I started brainstorming about my website. And I realized I've been living life backwards. And I just want to share some of that with you all today. I think I've mentioned before that we can get caught up in thinking that by a certain age, we're supposed to have certain things. We're supposed to be done did certain things in life. And while God lives outside of time, we kind of put a time frame on when things are supposed to be done in our lives. And then whenever it doesn't happen, we be down. People may experience depression because they feel like that they are a failure because they're not where they're supposed to be. I've also learned that a lot of times we put expectations on ourselves that God never put on us when it comes to things in our lives. So many of the things in my life have happened backwards. And for many of you that's struggling with this issue saying that I'm supposed to be done this. I'm supposed to be had this by this age, or I should be further along by now. This episode is for you. And I want to encourage you today by sharing some of my background when it comes to my life and the things that's happened backwards. And before I start, I want us to be mindful that in Romans 8:28, the Message version says that's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of the love of God is worked into something good. And then the New Translation says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. So that Bible verse is very important because everything works for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose, according to God's purpose. If things such as being on social media, if it gets in your head when you see people and what other people got going on in their lives, then sometimes you might have to take a break. You might have to step back from social media. Taking a break, even if that ain't even the case, it's not even the case, I still think that everyone should take a break from social media. That's just my personal opinion. But when I started working out, over a year ago, I would be on social media and I would see people's reels and their posts and I would look at their bodies. And then I realized that it was not helping me at all because I was looking at their now, I was looking at their present, and it would make me feel some type of way. And the Holy Spirit would tell me to scroll all the way down to the bottom of their page to see their very first workout pic. And when I did that, that showed me the beginning. Cause what I was seeing was the up to date versus looking at the beginning where they started at. And then sometimes the people will show you, they have two pictures beside each other, a picture of where they was in the beginning, then a picture of where they at now. But they don't have the date or the year. The beginning picture don't have a year. They just show two comparison pictures. Then you got some people, they post stuff talking about in 30 days, this is what happened, which I, you know, the Holy Spirit reveals truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And they showing that this is what happened in 30 days. But anyway, once I did what the Holy Spirit, once I did that and seeing what the Holy Spirit was showing me, it's basically me seeing, it's basically what the Holy Spirit was saying to me is, you're looking at their now instead of their beginning. And everybody's journey is different. Everybody's body type is different. The Holy Spirit told me to start enjoying the journey to what I was becoming instead of focusing on getting to the destination. So I want you to catch that nugget. Enjoy your journey instead of being focused on getting to your destination. While we all may have goals for our lives, I think it's important for us. And that's kind of like whenever you're traveling. When you're traveling somewhere in the car, you be so excited and anxious about getting to the destination that you can miss enjoying the journey on the way. You can miss the things that you may see or how God may be speaking to you on the way because you're so excited and so anxious about getting there that you could actually miss whatever it is that God may be trying to show you while you're on your way there. So it's important to enjoy our journey while we're headed to our destination. I think that's important. Also keep in mind what you see on social media when it comes to people in their lives. They show you what they want you to see. And most times, they're only showing you the highlights of their lives. They're not showing you, they don't show you how many times it took for them to take that screenshot to get the perfect picture. They don't show you how many times it took for them to get their family together to take a perfect, what they consider a perfect family portrait. So just keep that in mind. If you need to take a break from social media, by all means, do take a break. But I don't want you to be down or disappointed in yourself because you're not where you think you should be at whatever age because you're not God. While God has a purpose and plan for our lives, you're not God. And like I told you, what Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So just a little thing, a couple of things that I wanted to mention. Now, I want you to listen to this Bible verse that I'm getting ready to read to you out of 1 Thessalonians 4. Verses 11 and 12, and this is the New Living Translation version, or translation, New Living Translation. Make it your goal to live a quiet life, minding your own business and working with your hands, just as we instructed you before. Some of you probably like, I didn't know the Bible tell you to mind your own business. Yep, 1 Thessalonians 4:11 tells you to mind your own business. Verse 12. Then people who are not believers will respect the way you live and you will not need to depend on others. Now, the Message Bible says, stay calm, mind your own business, do your own job. You've heard all this from us before, but a reminder never hurts. We want you to live in a way that will command the respect of outsiders, not lying around sponging off of your friends. So, mind your own business is basically what 1 Thessalonians 4:11 is telling you. Mind your own business versus being on social media and being so caught up in what other people are doing in their lives to where you feel like you may be behind or you're not where you should be or you went to, all your classmates may be doing this and you haven't made it to whatever all your classmates is doing. Mind your own business. We all have our own path. We are all on our own journey. I say this a lot on my videos on social media. Everybody's journey is different when they walk with God. Everybody's journey is different whether they're in a relationship with God or not. Everybody's journey is different. Everybody has their own lane. You hear people say, I'm staying in my own lane or I'm in my own lane. Mind your business is what 1 Thessalonians 4:11 is telling us. Like I said, I wanted to share some of the things with you all when it came to myself and while my theme of my life is living life backwards. Okay, so it started out with, well, let me just say this. Most people, they want to graduate high school. They want to go to college. They want to start a career, want to get married, and then have children. Or start a career, get married, buy a home, and then have children. That's, you know, you hear that a lot. Common order. Graduate high school, go to college, start a career, find a mate, become married, purchase a home, and then have a baby. Normally, the baby is kind of like at the end. But anyway, well, some people want to travel first when they get married, travel, or travel as a single person, then have kids last. Well, my life started out with me having a baby first, buying land, buying a home, going to college. After college, started a business. And marriage is last on my list. So that's why I say that's the theme of my life, living life backwards. Because according to society and what most people want, that's how my life have played out. Now, did I plan having a baby first? No. Oh, let me back up because of course, you know I graduated high school if I got a college degree. But yeah, did I plan having a baby while I was in high school? No, I did not. But my actions put me in a situation to where that was the consequences of my actions. However, when I say the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. My story, being a teenager and pregnant in high school and graduating high school and now with 3 college degrees, even though I should not have been having sex before marriage, according to the Bible, that's biblical, that's not how my life played out, God still is using it for the good. And the reason why I say that is because I testify to girls, teenage girls pregnant. I testify to girls who have had babies in high school. My life has been encouraging and motivating to other people. I am an influence on social media, but I'm just showing you how, even though things may not go to the way that you would think or want them to go, and things happen because we have free will, we make our own decisions, free will, you got consequences when you make decisions that you shouldn't be making or you're involved in things that you shouldn't be involved in, it still worked out for the good. God is still getting glorified from how my life have went, even though I'm living life backwards. So wherever you may be, it is okay, because you probably are putting those expectations on your life versus what God is asking of you. I have learned to, the Bible tells us to acknowledge God in all of our ways. I have learned to literally acknowledge God in every area of my life. Me and my son had a conversation this past weekend. Well, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And he basically asked me, how did I start my relationship with God? And I told him I was kind of pressured into getting saved because I was at a revival at my grandparents' church. And the pastor had everybody close their eyes and was like, if you're not saved, raise your hand. I rose my hand. I wasn't going to lie in church. Well, I rose my hand and I felt like he kept making an altar call. And he wasn't going to stop making an altar call until I came because my hand was up. My eyes was closed. I don't know who else's hand was up. But anyway, I felt I was being pressured and I felt that he wasn't going to stop saying anything until I walked up. So I walked up and got saved at a young age. I think I was 13. However, I told my son, my prayer life didn't start until I got pregnant at 16 with my oldest son. That's when my prayer life started. And I told my son, when I found out I was pregnant, I remember leaving the health department and sitting in the car. And I was like, God, I'm still a baby myself. What I know about having a baby? And I just started talking to God from there. And that's how my prayer life actually started. When I found out I was pregnant, I went to God with the situation and was like, God, I'm a baby myself. What do I know about having a baby? And I started praying over myself. I started praying over myself as a mother. I started praying over the baby that I was carrying. And that's how I developed my prayer life with God, because of the situation with me getting pregnant. Now, I just want to share a couple of things that I made notes of. I hope this is beneficial to you all, especially those who think that, and I've been in your place, don't get me wrong, I've definitely been in your seat. If you're one of the ones that feel like at your age, you should be somewhere in life, or at your age, you're looking at people that you went to school with, or people you graduated with, and seeing what they got going on in their life, and you feel like, I'm supposed to be there, or I said by this age, I was going to have this, that, and the third done, and you don't got none of that done. I've been there, but sometimes you got to just remember who is in control. And sometimes you also got to remember that we do make decisions that cause us to take detours in life. While God has a purpose and plan for our lives, and while his perfect will for our lives is always best, we do make decisions that will derail us and cause us to take a detour from where God is trying to take us. But you can always get back on track. That's the best part about it. Even the Bible tells us to mind our own business, like I told you in 1 Thessalonians. I'm not sure what your life looks like right now, and you may be comparing yourselves to other people's lives. If you are, I pray that you go to God with that situation. But just like I said before, I've been there many times in the past. Before taking inventory on my life and realizing that I've been doing life backwards, I never considered a lot of the things that have taken place in my life was because of either me not hearing God or me being disobedient to God. And I'm saying not hearing God because God is always speaking to us. Whether we hear him or not, he is always speaking. Sometimes we got so much going on in our world that we can't hear him. He's not getting ready to yell at us because he is not no hostile father. And he may have had a plan for me, but because of my disobedience, like I said, I took a detour. We oftentimes set time frames on our lives based on our age. You want to be married by a certain age. You want to be a homeowner by a certain age. But keep in mind who you serve and what he is capable of doing. Remember, the Bible tells us that when it comes to God, nothing is impossible. Also be mindful that if God never told you those things was going to happen by that age, then give yourself a break. Show yourself some grace. If God never told you by the age of 35, you will have your first child, give yourself a break if you thought you're supposed to be gonna have your first child by the age of 35. Now, if God did tell you that, or did tell you that you would be married and have a house by a certain age and it didn't take place, then that's because you have free will. And your free will may have caused you to do something that was disobedient to God, to where now you're not where you're supposed to be by whatever age God told you would have something, married or a homeowner or whatever it may be. So I hope this information is encouraging to you, because we do get caught up in, I'm supposed to have such and such, I'm supposed to be on this, and you may not be where you thought you're supposed to be by whatever age. But be mindful of who the God we serve is, and also be mindful that we do make decisions, because we have free will. We do make decisions that can cause us, even if God have told you that by, and I've heard people say this, one of the girls I follow on social media said that God told her by such and such age she would be married, and by that age she was married. But when God tells us things, they're also come, you know, you got to be obedient. You got to listen to God. You got to walk with God. You got to follow God's instructions when he tell you to do things, because our free will can cause us to do things that will not have us married by whatever age he may have told you would be married at. So also be mindful about that. Be mindful that our disobedience have consequences. And I made a video earlier last week saying that yes, we do have free will. God is not going to make you or pressure you into doing anything. But at the same time, our disobedience have consequences. So I hope this helped you. I hope you kind of give yourself some grace and kind of like relax and just go back to God, go back to the drawing board, go back to God and say, hey, God, especially if he told you you were supposed to do something by a certain age and it ain't done and it is not done yet, I would definitely go to God in prayer about that, because more than likely you have been disobedient and you don't took a detour. But like the Bible says, all things work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. All right. So I want to pray over your week, and yeah, I hope you have a fabulous week. Father God, I come to you once again, God. I thank you. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for what you continue to do. Father God, I lift up all those that may be listening who think that they supposed to be done did this. They supposed to be done did that. They supposed to be done had a baby. They supposed to be married. They supposed to be done bought a house. They supposed to be done bought their first car by whatever age they've given themselves. Whatever expectation they have put on themselves that had nothing to do with you. Father God, I lift them up to you. And I ask, Lord, that you would just touch their hearts. I ask, Lord, that they would just be mindful to give themselves grace. God, you give us grace and mercy, new grace and new mercy every day. And sometimes we be hard on ourselves when we fall short of your glory every day, but yet and still we don't know how to give ourselves grace. I pray that they would give themselves some grace. I pray also, God, that they would come to you. They would seek your face. Your word says, seek first the kingdom and everything else will be added. I pray, Lord, that they would start seeking you first instead of seeking the things of the world, instead of seeking whatever it is they're trying to accomplish by a certain age that you never told them. I also pray for those that you may have told them that by such and such age they would be married, and that age has came and gone and they're not married yet. I pray for them as well, because we do have free will to make a decision that may not even be in alignment with your will for our lives. But that doesn't mean you don't still have a purpose and plan for their lives. That doesn't mean that they still won't get married because they didn't get married at the age that you may have told them that they would get married at. It just means that they took a detour. They may have been disobedient. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you will remind them that you're a loving God and that you're a forgiving God. Father God, I pray over their week. I pray, Lord, that you would speak like only you can speak. I pray, Lord, that they would turn down the noise in their world, Lord, so that they can hear from you. I pray, Lord, that they will learn how to be still and know that you are God, which basically means just sit in a quiet environment and just be still. And have an expectation and a longing to hear from you, Father God. God, we love you and we thank you. I pray and ask all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen.